opinion of this man. She should run good today. Number one, Brood War, both in last start at Goodford. And number three, Tough as Teak, was all of that. Tough as Teak the other day at Wagga at the Carnival, when just beaten. I left the Cardi Rose out. I know it's favourite, but you can't tip them all. 4, 9, 1, and 3.
Flame of Love at the moment, $5 right now at Tab Fixed Odds. The last, and we've got Thorn in My Side, number 6, at $3.80, over One Duke at $5.50, and Cicada, number 5, is also, Sahiker, I should say, is also at $5.50. But Thorn in My Side, the favourite here.
This bet of the day, Thorn in My Side, an absolute swimmer. Andrew, the heavier the track was going to be, the better chance it had. But it's had 4 runs on heavy for 2 wins in a second, but been placed on a soft. Run 30 the other day on a soft 5. 3 wide, no cover. 4 wide, straightening up. Was well tried. $4 favourite in a wide betting race. And had a real tough run and still had the audacity to hit the line well and get beat 3 quarters of a length. Barrier 2, 3 off. 56 on its back. It's my bet of the day for Bryce Hayes. Sadiq is flying. Greg Bennett had it. She won for Greg her last start at Tamworth on March 28. Went to Chris Lees. She won again at Tamworth for Chris on April 30 on her new home track today and got very good soft track form. Number 1, Duke, and number 2, Mr. Bon Jovi. 6, 5, 1, and 2.
And is that the best bet?
Yeah, mate. Torn in My Side. Race 8, number 6, sun out, track drying, and a terrific day.
Good luck. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Good on you, mate.
We'll get Gary Harley's late mail right through the day, the first at 11:40 this morning. We'll take a little break and then we'll be joined by Paul Joyce. We're also going to have a chat with Tommy Berry, who rode on the Rose Hill track earlier, in our 30-minute preview for Rose Hill.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Woolworths Greenway Village is now open. Discover the new store and delicious fresh fruit and veg range. You'll find it located on Richmond Road, entry via Alderton Drive. Well, we're seeing very heavy traffic in Redfern on Regent Street at Redfern Street due to a broken down crane. We've also got an accident involving a bus in Narellan on Camden Valley Way at Somerset Avenue. Another accident in St Leonard's on the Pacific Highway at Greenwich Road. A smash involving multiple vehicles, this time in Hornsby, also on the Pacific Highway, southbound at Bridge Road, and one still being cleared up in Sylvania on the Princess Highway at Ella Street, northbound, so take care with these wet roads. Amber's 20% off everything sale is on now. That's a massive 20% off all your indoor and outdoor tiles, pavers and stone. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday. Amber has the answer. I'm Jess on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
3 minutes past 10, time to preview Rose Hill. Very shortly, Paul Joyce will be joining us to go through every race. But this morning at around 6 o'clock, a couple of horses galloped on the track and one of them was ridden by a good mate on Sky Sports Radio, Tommy Berry. Tommy, good morning to you, mate.
Hey, Andrew, how are you, mate?
Very well. What's it like out there at the moment?
Yeah, no, it's beautiful, mate. I just got here about 10 minutes ago, and the weather looks to be pretty good and started to clear up. So the track should be in pretty good condition.
You rode it. That was following 5 millimetres of rain. It was marked a soft 5 this morning. How was it when you rode it, considering that it was 6 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, look, it felt to me like it was a soft 6 because we just got a shower of rain before we got on it. But you know, soft 5, soft 6, there's not too much difference in that. And, you know, look, it felt very good. There's a lot of grass cover on the track, which is really good to see. And I feel that we'll have a really good day's racing if the bad weather can hold off.
Yeah, let's hope it just stays clear. And where were you? Where were the two horses that were galloping, mate? Did it you up the rail or where were you?
Yeah, no, my partner was on the fence and I was about 2 off the fence. So we got a good feel on the inside of the track and I felt in really good order, so I'll be going out to have a walk in the next 10 or 15 minutes and just see how it is.
Mate, I don't know, we spoke earlier off air at about 20 past 6 and then Tony Brazel came on, probably when you were trying to get to sleep and we were ringing you and annoying you. His tip, add some in the first, Gretna in the second and Dagny in the last, all as his best trialers, mate, and you're on each of them.
Yeah, and I think New Universe is my best ride of the day, so I hope him and I are both right.
Yeah, let's hope so. Mate, I know you're at the track. Appreciate you taking our call. It's generally soft at this stage, and we'll just wait and see how it plays out through the day, but at least there's a little bit of sunshine out there now. That's the main thing.
100%. Sounds good. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Tommy. No, good on you, mate. Really appreciate for our listeners to get that information from the experts that have been out on the track. Paul Joyce is heading to Rose Hill. I think he's in Sydney. Morning to you, Joycey.
Yes, morning, Andrew. I'm in Sydney, off to Rose Hill as we speak. And look, it's, as you said, the weather's clearing. We've got a soft track, which we pretty much thought coming into the meeting. So no surprises there. And it's a terrific day. Hopefully we can find 3 or 4 winners
would
be perfect.
Yeah, let's hope so. And to help us with the market updates over the next 25 minutes, Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Nick.
Good morning, Andrew. Very, very spirited betting program today as well, which is absolutely outstanding. Hopefully some of the early well-backed runners can get the prize. And more importantly, Joyce, you can steer us into a couple of winners as per usual.
And we should mention for those heading out to Rose Hill to enjoy it, the gates open 10:30 and very shortly for the members. But the Mark Hughes Foundation is out there. And you can buy a beanie for $20, and it goes to Beanie for Brain Cancer. Mark is fighting a battle at this stage, and Paul, we urge the racing people to clap a beanie on today. We might need it in the future over the next couple of months, and it's a good cause, a great cause today.
Oh, for sure, Andrew. Will come in handy too for the next few months, especially those cold meetings at Randwick we often get, and obviously Rugby League doing their best this weekend as well. So let's all chip in as the racing crowd and let's keep up with those rugby leaguers.
Exactly. If you're not going, you can Google Mark Hughes Foundation and that will give you details. You can buy one online, just like the Duff did this morning. And talking of the Duff, Joycey, have you followed it this morning?
I haven't, no, Andrew. I don't get steered off my...
It's got nothing to do with your tips. It's Cheryl's birthday today and he bought her a ladder. Can you believe?
Is that the cash he makes?
Fair dinkum. Someone said he'll need it to stand up on it so he can get to Cheryl and give her a birthday kiss tonight. But fair dinkum,
he might not get one.
Staggering. All right, let's look at the markets. What's happening in the first here, Quinny?
Viridian's been popular. Heads the market at 260. At some, the second elect at 550. There has been a little bit of support for two runners at longer odds. Number 9, Charlie Chap, an $8.50 chance, with Connor Sher also attracting a little bit of support at $9. And the money has come for the second of the Beedman runners at the bigger odds and potentially the likely leader there, Joycey.
Yeah, I'd say so, Quinny. Connor Sher looks one of the obvious on-pace runners. From what we've seen, most of these go forward. Silence won't be far off. Tenderloaf probably gets back a touch. Charlie Chap just off-pace. Viridian, barrier 3. A little bit keen on debut, was just in behind the leaders. I don't expect he'll be far off them from that soft draw. And, of course, we've got the first starter, Adsum, who showed a bit of pace in his trial. So a little bit tricky to map the two-year-olds, but I'd expect it to move along over the 1,200. Look, I'm sticking with Viridian, 1, 2, 3 and 6. He lived up to what he's shown at the trials at his debut. He only just got there in the end, but he always seemed to have them covered, and that was despite the fact he had to wait a while to get a clear shot at them. Rory Hutchings has kept the ride, no surprise there. And I just think that soft draw will offset the 58 kilos which he has to carry. The biggest danger, ipso facto, who's that wide in that race and got beaten a length? Well, even at the weights, because they used an apprentice on that occasion, Mark Newnham going for a senior jockey today, ipso facto actually meets Viridian a half kilo worse at the weight for getting beaten nearly a length. So it's hard to see him turning the tables, although he's a very competitive two-year-old by Piero, and I am taking him in the Quinella. Number 3, Adsum. From what I've seen on TV, I've only seen the one trial. He looks a great type, so keen to catch him in the yard before the first here today. Soft draw, look to troll super, Michael, Wayne and John Hawks. And then I've got the 6, Silence for the Snowdens, always a strong two-year-old stable. That form line through his fourth at Randwick, behind the Mighty Fed and Devon Early, is really starting to stack up, and that was on the back of a tough win at Newcastle where he sat wide. So don't leave Silence out of your multis. 1, 2, 3 and 6.
1, 2, 3 and 6 in the first from Paul. What's happening in the George Moore here? Quinny, small field, but this morning there were a couple of pushes here. Mike went for Gretner and Ron went for Samadout.
It's been a very strange betting race, I think it's safe to say, because Gretner opened a $3 favourite, got out to $3.20, and attracted a $10,000 bet at that quote, and it looked like the support might come for Gretna. But since that point, Gretna has eased all the way out to $4.80. The money has come for Passage of Time, who was $4.60 when markets went up, now a $2.15 favourite, White Moss $4.20. So, Gretna, I think a couple of punters are saying yay, a couple of punters are saying nay. Where do you have the Chris Waller train runner in the speed map, Joycey?
I've got Gretna box seeding here, Quinny. Fleeting Strike and White Moss, my two on-pace runners from Gretna. But there's plenty of speed in the race. Samadout, the Duff's tip, also Miss Valentine's got the blinkers first time. And Passage of Time, the favourite. What's he do from that outside gate? He sat outside the leader last start. So, again, James Innes Jr. a decision to make there to go forward or back. I've gone 3, 2, 6, and 7. I'm not getting away from White Moss. She just keeps winning. She keeps going out at reasonable prices. Here she is again today, $4.20, despite having the picket fence of 3 wins next to her name. I think she can lead or sit outside the lead. That's her racing pattern, and she's got a strong kick, which will suit Rose Hill. I'm keen to stick with inform a White Moss. To beat the two Gretna, just gets that gun run off the inside gate. Hard to knock her recent form. A good second last start on a heavy track. She'll improve on the drier surface today. The 6 Miss Valentine, blinkers first time, always seems to make a difference. A reduced choice filly, only having her 11th career start, fourth up this prep. Keen to see what the blinkers do with her. And the 7 Passage of Time, if he'd drawn us off the gate, he would have been further up the list, but I'm just not sure where he's going to get to in the run. Outside gate, small field often poses problems. I'll go 3, 2, 6, 7.
Race 3 is another small field. What are they doing with New Universe here, given the way that the horse did win its first run here?
Yeah, on Google there, Joycey, at the time of bringing that up, when he's given himself up there, hasn't he?
I was looking at my wife. That's what I was looking at.
New Universe has been popular. 280 all the way down to 220. Has been the best backed runner in the race. There's also been a little bit of support around for memes from Gate 1, but clearly punters are with New Universe. We just heard Tommy Berry say he thought this was his best bet of... his best chance on the day. Not his best bet, obviously, but New Universe. Where do you have the Chris Waller train runner in the speed map, Joycey?
Look, I've got him last, Quinny, which is going to be a little concern coming back from 1,200 to 1,100. He was obviously a last when we first saw him in Australia, winning over the 1,200 here at Rose Hill. He rounded them up easily that day on the back of a fast pace. He'll get the tempo again today. And number 3 Memes, the leader from the 5, another slipper, Diplome Asia and Vienna Romance, the other two that will go forward. But it's only a small field. I don't think they'll set any records here in the early stages. And with the big weight, I'm happy to take New Universe on to a degree. I've gone 3, 1, 7, and 2. I'm sticking with Memes from the informed Jason Coilyard. 2 from 2 this prep. She hasn't looked like being beaten. She's bounced straight to the front on both occasions and just kept running. First up was on a soft track at Kembla, so we've got no problems there. As she won that race by 4 1/4 lengths. And I just think she's a value play here at $5.50. You are getting $1.75 a place if you want to play it really safe. Either way, she's going to give New Universe plenty to catch. Not saying he won't catch her, because he is an extremely promising horse from what we saw at Rose Hill, but he's just got those couple of things against him. Coming back in trip, first time on the soft, he's bred to handle it, but we never quite know. Very good horse, but very short in the market. The other chance is the 7 Kawatini. Well, she was no match for New Universe last time they clashed, but she's racing well. And the 2, Good Time Charlie, hard to leave a horse out that hasn't missed this top 2 spot at his past 6 starts. So I've gone 3, 1, 7, and 2, a handy little field in the third.
Race 4 is the Tab Highway. It's a Class 3 race over the 1,500, and it seems to be, Nick, that there's just two horses standing out here, Schedule and Hey Now. What's the market telling us?
They've been the two well-backed runners, Andrew. Hey Now is now a $3.60 favourite in from $5, with Schedule 5 into $3.90. Those two horses account for over 80% of all money invested in the race, so punters are keen with numbers 4 and 10. Red Knot on the next line are betting at $7.50. Then it's double figures or better the rest of the runners at a bigger price. There has been just a little bit of interest in number 9, Art Attack, 51 into 26. But overall, Hey Now and Schedule anticipated to fight this out. Red Knot on the third line of betting, Joycey, and potentially could be the leader here.
Yes, Quinny, Red Knot the leader from I Wanna Be a Jeep. Hey Now, Maps get a lovely run. Puzzling Wonder just off them. And Dalmatia Prince, another one that goes forward. Schedule, if you're a Schedule fan, according to its pattern, I've got it drifting back from the wide gate. But these highways are usually handicapped, which makes them very open and fares. But when you get the odd set weights one thrown in, I find they're much better betting races because you can single out the better horses and they're beautifully placed at the weights. I've gone 10, 4, 2 and 5. Hey Now, talk about well placed at the weights. Not only does she have a soft draw, never missed a top two finish from 8 career starts. She gets 3 kilos off here for Nick Haywood. So under the set weight scale, she is thrown into this race. Maddie Dale's won probably more highway handicaps than just about anyone, apart from maybe Maddie Dunn. And I think Hey Now today is in the perfect race. $3.60 was $5. I think he'll start shorter, boys, so jump on it now. Number four, Schedule, he's the big threat. Another one that's 2 from 2 this prep. Only problem is he's going to give away about 5 kilos in weight, and he'll obviously give Hey Now a decent start turning for home. And from what I saw in Wagga, I don't think Hey Now is the sort of horse that's going to come back to Schedule. So Schedule's going to have to rip off some really fast closing sections to gun her down. Bit of a gap then. Number two, Red Knot, the leader. We'll give Cheek, but does have to carry the 59. And the 5 Attainment, very consistent 5-year-old. Just probably gets back a bit from a wide gate and will have some work to do. So, boys, Hey Now, I've got it up there as one of the best of the day. 10, 4, 2 and 5.
In that race, just through from the stewards' room, Dalmatia Prince to be ridden quieter with cover is going to be the bid there for Dalmatia Prince and Travis Wolfgram in the Tab Highway. Race 5, the Lloyd Williams Hall of Fame.
And Peverbury could be taking home that trophy. A $5.50 favourite now, as much as $8 was available earlier on in the week. Has been the best backed runner. We did lose timing, so a couple of deductions will apply, but the best backed is the 13 with Tommy Berry in the saddle. Old Man Sam now the second elect at $6.50. Then we've got Secret Trail, $8. Dissolute, the other runner in single figure odds at $8.50. But punters with another one of Tommy Berry's rides here in Peverbury. How does the speed map look, Joycey?
Look, it probably suits Peverbury, Quinny, because she's a backmarker. She's drawn a little bit off the track. So she'll give them a start here. But there is a stack of pace up front. Old Man Sam, the horse you just mentioned, has drawn barrier one. He's the likely leader. But there'll be pressure from LA Cheval and those at Speedster. We've also got drawn off the track a bit, LMNOP, and another one drawn off the track that'll go forward looks to be the 5. But we covered it, LA Cheval. So there you go. Good pace, good pressure. I think most runners get their chance here. I've gone 3, 13, 1 and 6. I think Old Man Sam can absorb the pressure up front here off that inside gate with the 3-kilo claim for Blake McDougall, and I think he'll give them plenty to catch. On the soft track, 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 placings, and he comes through the town plate form, which I think is obviously stronger than a benchmark 72. Finished 3.5 behind Sandra Anna Lane, who's going around in a Group 1 in South Australia, and Hermosa Beach, who's going around up north at Doomben. So good form around Old Man Sam, and I think the inside gate McLean give him the edge. Now, the danger for me here, the 13, a Pepperberry, the horse we touched on, goes well first up, 3 first-up attempts for 1 win and 2 seconds, and she will get that pace on up front. She's trialled strongly twice into this. So I've gone 3 from 13. 1 Secret Trail, another one that trialled nicely with good first-up stats for the Snowdens. And number 6, Alpen Rose. She came right into calculation once this rain arrived. She's an absolute wet tracker. 3, 13, 1 and 6 in the fifth.
Race, and by the way, I should have mentioned earlier, race 4 does begin today's Big 6 projected pool of around 120,000. So don't miss the boat on the Big 6 there. Race 4 is the first leg at 10 past 1. Race 6, Quinny, what's happening here in this race over the 2,000?
Nothing Box has been popular, heads the market at $4.80, but the best backed runner is the second elect Broadside. Now it's $6 from the all-conquering Waterhouse Spot Stable. The same choice now is Careless Choice at $6, Montauk $7, Mortar Platoon an $8 chance, but the best back runner is the second elect Broadside. And with these Waterhouse runners, Joycey, I dare say it makes your job of doing the speed map just a little bit easier.
Yeah, sure does, Quinny. Look, good draw for Broadside. So Josh Parr will have some options here. My psychiatrist with Deanne Tanya aboard, will most speed maps will have it pushing on to cross and lead. And the other horse that's got a bit of pace, Be Like Dad, who's drawn barrier one for Brock Ryan, he's another horse that likes to get along in front if he gets the chance. So we've got 3 on-pace runners, so that will make sure the tempo is right on from the word go here, and the backmarkers will get their chance. I've gone 3, 6, 5 and 7, a tricky sort of race, but I think Be Like Dad each way at the $11 is the way I'll be playing it. He loves a wet track, so he's got the right conditions. His last start was on top of the ground. It was a brave second behind Nothing Box, who you just mentioned has been well back. Well, at the weight, there's a 2.5 kilo swim to Be Like Dad here for a half length defeat. So on weights and measures, he can turn the table. Whether or not he's got that killer instinct, I'm not convinced. But he has won 2 from 4 this prep. So I think Be Like Dad will give you a great sight up on pace. The 6-0 box, if you like Be Like Dad, you've got to like Nothing Box. He did beat him last start, despite the turnaround at the weights. Nothing Box is a very progressive stayer for Chris Waller, and he'll be right in the mix again today. The 5 Mortar Platoon, probably more keen on him on top of the ground than I am on soft, but he's racing extremely well on that provincial stayers final. Usually provides a really strong form guide going forward. So a big respect for the 5. And number 7, My Psychiatrist, who comes through the Wagga Cup. That form is really holding up early days, that Wagga Cup form, and My Psychiatrist ran a brave 5th there after doing a stack of work early. So I've gone 3, 6, 5, and 7. Like I said, boys, really open race the first leg of the quaddy.
Each way there, Be Like Dad, 3, 6, 5, and 7 for Paul. The Winx Hall of Fame, this was one of Tony Brazel's. Falkenberg for Mitch Bell. What's the market here at the moment?
Well, Falkenberg, if you do like, you're going to get a decent price, currently a $15 quote there. So Maher is the $5.50 favourite. Leopari, the second elect at 7. Careless, 8. So Willie, 8.50. Very Delicious, 17 into 10. Punters are casting a wide net. Maher, the favourite, Joycey, and I dare say the potential leader.
Yes, Quinny, the speed holds the key to this race for me. I've got Maher working across there from the wide gate with Dan Pannier aboard. Careless likes to race on pace. He's drawn inside. And splitting those two is number 12, Believe, who gets the blinkers on first time today. And we'll cover her in a minute, but she is another one I've got going forward. So they're the 3 on-pace runners. Outside of that, they tend to settle midfield or back. In fact, I've noted on my speed map a glut of back markers here. So that might just take the pressure off up front. And most of my selections will be racing on-pace. I've gone 12, 9, 7, and 1. Betting up here on number 12, Believe, $11 currently. You can get each way, $360 to place. And like I said, blinkers first time. She's third up from a spell, but the big stats for her are the 1,500 at Rose Hill. She's attempted it twice previously. She beat Dixie Blossoms here over 1,500 at her first attempt. Then she was thrown right into the deep end, the Group 2 Farlap Stakes, and she ran a close-up third beat in a 3-way photo. Obviously Group 2 company, so I think she's beautifully placed in a benchmark 93 with a claim. She carries 53 kilos, and I'm keen each way, number 12, Believe. Danger, number 9, Careless, has grown another leg since moving to Mark Newnham, obviously. Second up last, this prep was a fighting runner-up behind Canny Essent, so he gets in here third up on his favoured going, which is a soft track. Careless is a major player. The 7, Very Delicious. You just wait and wait till she strikes soft track. She gets that today. She did enough resuming on top of the ground. No wonder she's been back from 17 into 10. And number 1, Mo.
Okay, mate, how are you?
Good, Paul. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Have you worked out what you'll say?
Just very vaguely, but it'll be short and sweet. But do you want me to give you a...
And 1 placing. So I'll go 12, 9, 7 and 1. Obviously, most of the focus there is on the on-pace runners.
Yeah, the Duff was all over Believe this morning as well, the 12. The second last, the TJ Smith Hall of Fame.
Bonnie O'Reilly's been a popular favourite here, 380 into 310. Guard of Honour, the second elect at 750. Reincarnate's been a bit soft, out to 8. Girls Sunday, 9. Mogador, 10 with Wild and Famous. Noble Joey, best the rest at $12. Joycey, was this a bit of a tricky speed map to do with a lot of the on-pace runners drawn out wide?
Yeah, it was a little bit tricky. Reincarnate's obviously drawn the fence. He's got the speed to lead if they want to, but I'd say with that pace you mentioned out wide, the likes of Noble Joey and Girl Sunday, you have to think that he would take the sit, Reincarnate, and let those wide gallopers that race forward press on. Ray Jins will keep them all honest, and Bonnie O'Reilly, well, she just has that versatility, and she always maps well because she's got that little bit of early pace, but then she can relax and take a position. And basically, I've got her getting the run of the race again here, which is why I've got her on top for $3.10, borderline value, but I've gone 12, 11, 6, 10. She's got to go on top. She's won 5 from 7. She's won her past 3 starts. She puts herself in a winning spot. She's got a sharp turn of foot, and then she's got the tenacity to fight on, and you'll find with horses that can do that, that's why they get these impressive win strike rates, because they can take up a position, yet they've got that turn of foot. So Bonnie O'Reilly, she's clearly the one to beat again here today. The 11, Wild and Famous at $10, he's got to be the danger here. He had no luck resuming behind Untamed Diamond, who's been backed off the map in Queensland today.
He was badly held up for most of the straight, never got a clear crack at them. He's a lovely soft draw today with that speed drawn out. So Wild and Famous is my danger. Other chances here, number six, the Thrill Seeking. She was impressive first up, chasing home Untamed Diamond as well. She was last on the turn and rattled home. She gets 3 kilos off for Nick Haywood. Watch for her late if they do overcook it in front. And then I've got the 10 Girls Sunday. And she's coming down from the silk stocking on the Gold Coast first up, where she had no luck. She's had 3 starts at Rosehill previously for 2 wins and a placing. So she's an obvious improver for me at the $9. 12, 11, 6 and 10. I've left a few out of that race, but it's a very open one, the third leg of the quaddy.
Righto, in that race, final decision is now Rachel Hunt 2 that came through after scratching time. Final decision, Rachel Hunt in that race. In the last, Brock Ryan takes Shelley's Girl number 18 and Countess Marinoff is Rachel Hunt. And I just wanted to clarify, boys, what I mentioned earlier, and I'm just going back on text from Mark Van Gestel this morning, the chief steward, in regard to apprentices riding today. Brock Ryan is riding at the weight of 49, so he can certainly claim 3 and rides at the 53. Nick Haywood, back on Hay Now in race 4, will only claim 2 of his allotted 3. He'll ride Hay Now at 55 kg. So information there fed through earlier by the stewards on these apprentices. In the last, B. Ryan on the 18 and Rachel Hunt on the 19. Quinny?
Find the winner in this one. The value will take care of itself. Dagny heads the market at $4. Maram, an $8 chance. Cottage has had a little bit of interest, but after an initial drift was 7 out to 10, but now we're starting to see some support. And there has been a little bit of money around for 2 of the bolters in the field. Number 15, Chloe's Comet, 26 into 18. And number 13, Firebird Flyer, 26 out to 31, now down to 21. So punters specking a couple of the bolters in the lucky last. Joycey, looks a tough race to tip on, and I dare say not the easiest race to do a speed map for as well.
Yeah, a little bit changed with the scratching here, Quinny. Obviously, there's a couple drawn right out, and they'll have to make a decision to go forward or back. Romney's Choice is one of those. The obvious leader looks to be Chloe's Comet now, and the horses that look to get the trail will be Cottage and also Stiletto Vixen. And obviously Dagny, who's drawn that soft draw, she'll just lob wherever Tommy Berry wants to put her. So she looks to get a lovely run in transit. It is an open race, Quinny, as you said. I've gone 6, 9, 5 and 16. I'll back the 6 Cottage here at the $10, $3.30 a place. 1 first up for 2 campaigns ago, and overall his first up stats are solid. Her first up stats are solid. But what I really like were her 2 trials this time in particular her last trial at Rosehill behind Gretna and Mogador. She cruised along behind them there with Ty Anglin in the saddle, and he's obviously pressed his claims to keep the ride today. Number 6 Cottage, each way to beat the 9 Dagny. You've got to forgive its flop at Canterbury on a soft track. Copped a check there at the 250 when a short price favourite. Had won her previous 3, and she has trialled in between runs, so we'll give her the benefit of the doubt today. Number 5, Anisha, she's always one of mine. Tricky gate is the problem here. Blinkers go back on, and look, she would have won last start if she'd gone straight, but she wanted to hang in badly, so hopefully Mark Newnham's ironed out those few problems with her. And the best of the rest here, boys, I thought number 16, Stiletto Vixen, at good odds, down in the waist, so she'll get a nice run up near the pace, third up off a spell. I think she'll give cheek at the $11. 6, 9, 5 and 16 in the last.
Righto, so they're the tips for the 9 races. Your standout, was it Hay Now?
Standout was Hay Now, Andrew. That information you just passed through is important because that probably shaves about a half length off the margin we had for Hay Now, but I'll still make it one of the best of the day. A race for number 10, Hay Now, and race 7, number 12, Believe Boys, definitely the best value of the day. So Hay Now to win, Believe Each Way at my 2 best.
Okay, and Quaddy?
Yeah, Quaddy's not far off what we did in the podcast, Andrew. Mm. I think there's been 1 scratching, so we'll rip through these now. It's $30 for 10%. Obviously, if you want to play $15, you get 5%. First leg, 3, 6, 5, 7, and 2. We're trimming it up in the second leg, 12, 9, and 7. Third leg, we're going as wide as we can, 12, 11, 6, and 10. And obviously, the last race is an open one. We've got 6, 9, 5, 16, and 8. So $30 for 10% of the quaddy. But if we get there, Quinny, it'll pay a small fortune.
He'll be celebrating as he still is. This is the first time I've seen Quinny since your third baby, mate. Congratulations.
No, thank you very much.
Everyone
Andrew.
Well?
Everyone's going very well. Never appreciated coffee so much in my life.
Have you changed nappies?
Yes. Yes, guilty as charged.
All right,
have you changed the baby's nappy, Quinny?
Not bad from you, Joycey.
Yeah,
no, not very, bad from you, Joycey.
Very.
I'm going, boys. I've got to buy my wife an ironing board for a birthday.
Oh, fair dig. I mean, the tweets, just check it out tonight, Paul, when you get home.